KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly sunny skies, 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news. In the news, an Atlantic man said that he and his wife danced in their kitchen at around 4:30 a.m. after realizing that he'd won a lottery prize of $25,000 a year for life. Delbert Littleton's ticket matched the first five numbers but missed the lucky ball and the lucky for life drawing on June 15th to win the game's second prize of $25,000 a year for life. He told Iowa lottery officials that he bought his winning ticket at Casey's at 701 Poplar Street in Atlantic.
I had purchased the ticket, I believe, on the 11th or the 12th. I got up the next morning when I was getting ready for work, and I always look on my phone to check my numbers. And about 4:30 that morning, I was looking at my numbers on there and started out with the very, very first one. And I thought, well, this is a good way to start. By the time I got to the fourth number, I was really starting to shake. And then when I figured out I'd gotten all five of them, then I really started getting excited. And I looked on the app to see, because I couldn't remember how much it was that I had. And when I found that out, then I looked at my watch and said, well, it's time to wake my wife up, too.
Delbert, who was 62, kept the ticket in a safe deposit box until claiming his prize Wednesday at Iowa Lottery headquarters in Clive. He works as a housekeeper at Wesley Heritage House Retirement Community here in Atlantic and said that he and his wife, Jody, decided to take the lump sum payout of $390,000. Minus taxes, that leaves them with about $276,900. Players do have the option of receiving the lump sum or taking $25,000 per year for life. Delbert says they already know how they'll use those winnings.
We're both going to buy brand new cars. We are going to pay off our old house, buy it and sell it. We're going to buy another house and pay it off. And then we figure that will leave us roughly around $35,000 or $40,000 apiece, because I'm splitting it down the middle between the two of us. And that's going to be put into with a 401k for retirement.
The Casey Central store in Atlantic will receive a $500 bonus from the lottery for selling the winning ticket at one of its stores. Littleton is Iowa's ninth big winner in the game since it debuted in January 2016 in our state. Lucky for Life is a $2 game with drawings twice a week at around 9:38 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays. Players in the game choose five numbers from a pool of 48 for the white balls and one out of 18 numbers for the lucky ball. Players can win the game's top prizes of $1,000 a day for life by matching all six numbers selected in one of its drawings. The game's second prize, as we mentioned, for matching the five first numbers or missing the lucky ball is $25,000 for life. Other prize levels in the game range anywhere from $4 up to $5,000. Well, the City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee, or CPC, met Wednesday evening to discuss the city's, or actually Tuesday evening, with the city's code of ordinances with regard to truck and large vehicle parking, parking for personal vehicles, and the zoning code pertaining to the location of boats, boat trailers, campers, and travel trailers. City Administrator John Lund told KJAN News that their recommendation Tuesday to the full council during their next regular meeting will be to allow the parking of boats, trailers, campers, RVs, and so on the property owner's front yard, but with some stipulations.
They just need to be basically within your side of the sidewalk. You can't have it like leaning over, and it does need to be on an improved surface.
An improved surface includes grass, all gravel, or limestone. Owners of corner lots will need to check with the Atlantic Police Department to make sure your camper or so on isn't creating a visual hazard for motorists. The CPC voted Tuesday to repeal a redundant section of the zoning ordinance that addresses those issues. Lund says the CPC discussed requiring property owners to park their vehicles and other such large items on a concrete, asphalt, or limestone pad, but there wasn't a lot of support for that.
The consensus was that just having it on the grass, I mean, if you're not maintaining it, they just didn't think that was, I don't think that part was necessarily unanimous. I think there was one council member that didn't think that was necessary, but I think the majority recommended that we keep the improved surface aspect.
The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a meeting via YouTube Wednesday evening. They spent well over 75 minutes discussing the district's return to learn plan, which must be submitted with 15 assurances to the state in order for the plan to be approved by the Iowa Department of Education. You can read more about those assurances in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Over the past 3 months since the district closed school buildings by order of the governor, Superintendent Steve Barber said since then some of the guidelines have been removed, but as of Wednesday, districts across the state were still waiting for reopening guidelines in which schools must meet in order to start school.
We've been told quite a little bit that the reopening guidelines will not be the same guidelines that were sent out for baseball and softball. Two of the big items in my mind were the gathering of 10 people, which that has been lifted, and the social distancing. So I think the big wild card out there right now is what happens to define social distancing and what does it look like.
He said that they've spoken with Cass County Public Health about social distancing once school resumes.
They talk about this idea of keeping kids in a bubble. Well, if that's the case, and we don't have to honor that six feet social distancing for that bubble of kids, then obviously we can serve more students in the square footage that we have. A lot's going to hinge on what comes out in those guidelines and what flexibilities we have around that.
As of now, Atlantic plans to resume school August 24th. Barber said the consensus among the Iowa legislature, Iowa Department of Education, and others is that getting on-site instruction going as fast as possible is the best course of action.
And we think that's the most effective way to educate our students. So ultimately, we have how can we best serve those kids, and then what are the guidelines of COVID-19 that we have to follow? Because I think it's a fair statement that all health and safety is number one priority for us, but as we lost a quarter, we didn't lose a quarter, but the effectiveness of the education that we provided spring of 2020 has created some challenges as we look at our mission of educating all our kids.
Over the past month or so, Atlantic has been collaborating and preparing for three different instructional delivery methods, which include continuous learning, a hybrid model, and an on-site model. Josh Rasmussen, Atlantic Middle School principal, says with regard to on-site instruction, and because some of the students, such as ELL and other subgroups, may require distance learning, the district's equity committee has recognized that a procedure to help identify and develop plans for those students is needed.
And many of the topics we discussed, we talked about equity, whether it's with some of the schools that maybe some of the students that maybe cannot come to school due to health reasons, maybe it's IEP students, those types of things. The purpose of the equity team was to ensure supports for all students. And that's a big word when you say every or all students. So whether you're talking about a student on an IEP who will need to have their IEP adjusted as we go to a continuous learning or a remote learning model, we're going to have a section in every student's IEP that'll meet the needs of that individual student.
And again, the district is waiting on guidance from the Green Hills AEA to help them establish policies for delivering to those students an equitable education plan. He said the district's continuous learning plan is also working on educating parents on some of the programs that will be used to communicate education services such as Google Classroom, Seesaw, and iXL, along with Acellus, and you can read more about what those entail and the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved contract recommendations for Ashley Kaufman as 7th grade middle school education, special education teacher. Sandy Cooper will be moved up from 7th to 8th grade special ed, and Marnie Leiferman will transfer from 6th grade language arts to Title I teacher. Kendra Henningsen will then move up from 8th grade language art to 6th grade language arts. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.